Hey, this is Pastor Bill bringing you another News in Focus. This one is on the heels of a three-day block of instruction on astrology to my world religions class. And next week we'll be picking up, Lord willing, with Jehovah's Witnesses. This is by Lisa Yannick Jonitis, and she is talking to Michelle Holly Whitney of Alma, Colorado. I find it interesting that Alma is a book of the Book of Mormon, and I wonder if that town was named after that namesake. In any case, I just wanted to read this to you. For some, what's your sign is another cliche pickup line. For Michelle Holly Whitney, it was start of a career path. I met a guy years ago, and he asked my sign, and I didn't even know, said the Alma astrologer and life coach. I told him my birthday, and he said we'd be a good match, and that was it. I needed to figure out what it all meant. Holly Whitney said it started as a hobby, studying deeper aspects of astrology over years on her own before committing to more formal instruction in January of 2014. My goal is to be an astrology life coach, she says. Holly Whitney spends her days continuing her astrology education, exploring, get this now, Buddhism and holistic healing, and finding ways to combine those passions with her training in life and recovery coach. The first thing I want you, the listener, to understand is that astrology is a religion. We'll get to the end of the article. Some of you are like, oh, I don't know about it. Just hear me out. Don't forget that while she is studying astrology, she feels just fine exploring Buddhism. Okay. I don't know very many people that say Buddhism is not a religion. If you're one of those folks that says Buddhism is not a religion, well, then the rest of this podcast will be nonsensical to you and probably annoying. And that's for those of you who don't think it's already annoying. So, that exploration led to Astro Dharma Dan, mixing birth chart and planetary analysis with traditional life coaching. Astrology is a quick way to look at ourselves in a new, neutral way, she said. All right, so let's get to the bottom line here. What are we saying? Well, astrology is the understanding of stars and their heavenly bodies and how they affect your life. And so we expect to see that worked out a little bit. We've already talked. I have two lessons on sermon audio thus far that two of the three classes were recorded. And we already talk about the extremes of assuming that the stars have nothing to do with us and that the stars have everything to do with us, planets and all that. So we've already talked about it. We've already talked about what God thinks of astrologers. We've already talked about how Stephen the deacon, the preaching deacon of Acts 7, said that the children of Israel were guilty of worshiping the stars. And so let's just right now talk about the logic of saying that astrology is not a religion when you're putting your faith in stars. It seems awful like a religion if you are depending on something, devoted to something. That's called being religious about something. Be that as it may, some out there are stuck on the denotation. I'm not worshiping a personal God, so Buddhism is not a religion, astrology is not a religion, New Ageism isn't a religion. But the truth is, they are religions because there is something outside of yourself that you are devoted to and that you put faith in. That seems like a workable, easy definition. Back to the article. Astrology is a quick way to look at ourselves in a new neutral way. All right, here we go. Holly Whitney uses birth charts, a map of the star and planetary alignment at the moment and place a person is born, to identify personality traits, aspirations, struggles. Both self-taught and formally trained, she says it's a constant learning process. I've done training and will do more, she said. Once you begin, there's always more. There's always a deeper perspective. She especially sees a benefit in using astrology mixed with more traditional coaching in group settings. Again, if you're not careful, listener, you're going to think that astrology is just like yoga. You can blend it with your counseling just like you can blend yoga with your exercise. The problem is that in many cases, yoga is a part of a religion. So before you start toying around with horoscopes, you need to realize that you are at least associated in some manner with a religion. I'm not saying if you stretch and breathe that you are a Satanist or that you're part of the Hindu religion. Going back to the yoga analogy, I am saying be careful of the baggage that's being becoming a part of your system without you knowing it. When a couple or a group of people can say, oh, that's just how you are, you were born that way, I'm supposed to be this way, and I can understand that, It helps everyone move toward finding solutions, she said. But if astrology isn't the answer for someone, I do straight coaching too. Well, that's convenient. Just straight coaching if someone doesn't believe the astrology. Well, Holly Whitney says, knowing someone astrologically has helped even in her own marriage. Sometimes when my husband moves in his own time, I can say, I really wish he'd stop being so Taurus, which is the bull. She said with a laugh, it's an understanding of his nature. For Holly Whitney, that understanding is key to her process. I fall in love with people I do readings for, the people I coach, she said. I want to save the world. Now, let me just rehearse a few things with you that I said on Wednesday in the lesson I did not record. First of all, please notice how this religion of astrology is based on when a person is born, and that's why it's not an issue at all to believe in abortion and astrology, because you don't actually become anything until you're born. Another problem with astrology is that it does not include, it's not really good science. For example, there used to be a time when the 12 houses of the zodiac corresponded, or at least I should say, were identical with the constellations found in those houses, but over 300 times in 2,000 years, those constellations have shifted houses, and so it's a faulty religion from the get-go, and oh, by the way, it doesn't include Neptune, Uranus, or Pluto in its charts, and so it is an incomplete model in every way. So there are a lot of problems with this. Another thing is you can actually manipulate how when a person is born. Take different labor suppressants and push your child's birth over into the next month because you'd rather them have another sign and a better life. Wow. So this is really just churched up fortune telling. For Holly Whitney, the understanding is key to her process. I fall in love with people I do readings for, the people I coach. She said, I want to save the world. She knows there are skeptics of astrology. She doesn't worry about that. I'm not going to push anyone. I don't feel a need to defend it. I use my own intuition, and if someone isn't into it, I don't need to read them. She says even her husband was a doubter at first. That wouldn't work if we didn't question things. It wouldn't work if we didn't question things, she said. It calls to me, but there are many paths of success. All right, so my question is, what if she was born at the exact time when people who were... This is the self-defeating argument. What if she was born at a place and time... All right, they include place because the sky looks different from that place, you see. So place and time. What if you were born at a place and time that determines you are deceived by believing astrology is true? It's a self-defeating system. If you're a part of a system that is somewhat fatalistic, then we could easily say, well, how do we know that you weren't predestined by the stars to be deceived into thinking the stars could predestine you? And so it is a self-defeating argument. You are, at the best, deceived into thinking that it works. And if you admit, well, then it could be that I lose nothing because if the stars have predestined me to be deceived, well, then I'm trusting a system that is deceiving me, and that system doesn't actually exist. That's true. Then you're just wasting your life, and you're lying to people. So, at the best case scenario, you're a deceiver. Okay? From your perspective, the best case scenario is you're just lying to others because you're deceived. A system doesn't work. I'm not woo-woo, she said with a laugh, acknowledging some people equate astrology with spacey, fantasy-focused personality. So I guess I should probably read that differently. I'm not woo-woo. Okay, so I'm matter-of-fact. I'm very scientific about it. Oh, and I'm not psychic, she added. People assume that, and they think astrology is my religion. It's not. So psychic people are religious. And listen to the sentence. Oh, and I'm not psychic. People assume that, and they think astrology is my religion. It's not. So somehow, a psychic is religious, but an astrologer is not. They're scientific. Again, if you're putting your faith in a system, and that system is outside of yourself, or above yourself, like the stars, then how can you say that you're not religious? Now, listen to the end of the statement. Oh, and I'm not psychic. People assume that, and they think astrology is my religion. It's not. It's truth. It's a quick way of seeing with new eyes. Okay, here again, a very condescending way of saying religion is not truth. I don't have religion, I have truth. So, again, what's the best case scenario? Best case scenario from her standpoint is that she is just condescending. Worst case is that she mistakes religion for falsehood or fable. How unfortunate. How condescending. So, in other words, she would do life coaching and she would do astrology, but she would never bring God in the equation because that's not truth. It's just not scientific. Do you see how condescending these folks are? Astro Dharma Den offers astro and holistic coaching for individuals, couples, families, and larger groups, including parties, along with meditation, mindfulness training, and workshops. So I just wanted you to see that. It calls to me, she says. It's how I think. Astrology helped me when I was lost, and I want to help people be happy. So you can be healed with astrology. You can be made happy with astrology. You can be found by astrology. You can be scientifically accurate when you're an astrologist, but you're not religious. You're just telling the truth. Oh, I hope you can see that these folks are in many cases not at all honest. This is Pastor Bill, and God help some astrologers find their way to the baby Jesus or the toddler Jesus some 2,000 years ago. So we know he's used it for his honor and glory. I already know Job talks about the stars. I already know Isaiah talks about the stars. I already know Psalms talks about the stars. I already know that the Moab prophet Balaam talked about the stars. I already know the stars speak of Christ. I already know they speak of the gospel. So I'm speaking almost entirely from a secular viewpoint of the stars. This is Pastor Bill. Thanks for listening.